Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, are you okay?
Yeah. Why, Jim?
Well, for starters, you have an IV in your arm.
Oh, that's nothing. I'm just getting little drips of CNN.
Okay, so Patrick, the new music, March... Not March. Well, the March continues, but it's May new music, so I'm trying to say it here. We like to showcase new music that we have discovered. We did that over the last 2 days on Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And then we turn it over to our team of interns who really run the show.
Yep.
And they make their picks of, you know, in this case, just one song each.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell us what they're listening to. And I love it because it turns us on to stuff that we have otherwise been oblivious to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I was saying the other day, I think, you know, we're doing good this month. We're right up on top of a top of the month with our May picks. So many of you like me may be like, hey, what happened to May? But, you know, this is a reminder. We're in a new month and it's summer now. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the interns have served up for that hot windows down weather.
All right, so should we just jump right into
Let's do it.
Just like it's a refreshing pool. Just jump right in,
right?
Okay, so we like to do these first come, first serve. Whoever gets them in first gets to go first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally, that slot goes to intern Mary.
That's right.
And it does again this month.
All
right. So, Mary Edelberg.
My fellow suburbs Pottians, this is intern Mary with my May pick of the month. This month, I've chosen a song from Ex-Ambassadors featuring Kay Flay and grandson. And the song is called Zen. It is another COVID collaboration. It goes into struggling with being at home, separated from people, the anxiety that that entails. And we all just need a little Zen. I hope everyone is staying healthy, staying safe. Thank you to all of our essential workers, to everyone who's feeling a little anxious and stress during this time. Just know that we're all in this together. I hope you guys are staying healthy, staying safe, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Give me groceries and booze. Give me FaceTime with my friends. Give me intravenous news. Little drips of CNN. Give me meditation apps. Text me pictures of your dog. Just give me life. Give me peace. Give me noise. Someone give me Zen. Someone give me Zen.
Give me space, at least 6 feet. Dig my grave, just as deep. I got sex on my mind all the time. Scrolling through the internet, time suck. I've been feeling flat like a pancake. I could use a hug or a handshake. I could use some drugs or a band-aid. Cooped up in a hole, I wanna lose all my control. I wanna just go on a rampage. Give me wisdom, give me teeth. Give me vision, let me see. Give me courage to confess. Every night I text my ex. Give me girls, give me boys. Give me life, give me peace. Give me noise, someone give me
Loved it.
It is, that may be the song of the summer.
Ah, right there. So good.
This is the song we need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
First thing I want to tell everyone about this, though, is there are two versions of this song.
Okay.
And that one is the clean version. All right.
Okay.
Now, I would encourage listeners, we like to keep the show clean just because if you happen to be in the presence of kids, you know, a lot of our listeners might be, you know, family types.
That's right.
Dads. We don't want you to feel like it's something you got to hide or you can't listen to around other people.
Totally.
So that's the only reason why. Otherwise, we don't care. We curse up a storm when we're off the air, right? So anyway.
What the cuss, man.
Yeah, that's right. But I would encourage people to go find the regular version, the uncut version of the song, because the chorus is much better. It's much better. The juxtaposition of the words, there's a word right before Zen and then Zen, just gives it a whole different tone. It's like, I find it to be really funny because you know, the notion of Zen is something that, you know, obviously you're, like, it's meditative and it's calming, yep, and it's some place that you find peace and solace and everything. And the, and then, this song is rather aggressive in a way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you need that peace so bad that, like, you will, you want somebody to, like, almost like force it upon you.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So anyway, it's a great song. It's really got clever lyrics to it. Very timely, obviously, what people are going through. I find it so interesting that people are writing songs specific to this circumstance.
Yep.
Doing it with a certain wit and intelligence, I think.
So. Yeah, well said. And I really related to that little couplet, give me intravenous news, little drips of CNN, man. That's right on time, because that's the way you got to do it. You can't be watching that stuff all day long, or you'll be bashing your head against the wall in no time flat. So that's a good piece of advice.
Especially not now, man. Yeah. It's gotten ramped up even higher than...
Yeah,
you know, we want it to be. So it's anyway. So yes. So find that Zen if you can, people.
Totally.
Maybe this song will help you get there. So great pick from Mary.
Super pick.
Okay, let's go. The next up is intern Sam.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know him as intern Sam. We know him as Sam Lisker.
Mm-hmm. Intrepid journalist and reporter.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, Mary, Sammy, Matt, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is intern Sam with my May 2020 new music selection. For the month of May, I am picking a single that I really enjoyed upon first listen. It is called Open Up, and it's by Seattle, Washington-based artist Tierra Umi Wilson, who goes by Umi, which is just her middle name, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. It's spelled U-M-I in all caps. This was my introduction to Umi and her work. Her music centers around lo-fi hip-hop and R&B. There's something about lo-fi music that's just so calming. And when you combine that with Umi's alluring vocals, you have this experience where you feel at peace. And with everything going on in the world, people are still worried and scared. And if you're able to take a moment, this track can take you to another world, even if it's just for a short period of time. It certainly helped ease my anxiety. Well, that's my pick for May 2020. To my Rock in the Suburbs friends and listeners, I hope you all are continuing to stay safe and healthy, and I will see you in the next one.
I shouldn't lie to you. It wouldn't be nice to you if I wasn't being myself, yeah. Why I'm so scared of myself, yeah. I couldn't fight the truth. I wasn't getting over you. I shouldn't run from the bad times. I should just work on the past life. Love what's in front of me. The pain in my soul is making it hard to breathe. And I should've known that I'm still the old me. See my journey gone. So I didn't mean to break your trust. I didn't mean to make this tough. I'm scared I'm gonna pass you up.
All right, that is lovely.
Really good. I really liked that. I think Sam described it perfectly. Also, like that acoustic guitar, felt like it had a little Brazilian kind of feel to it, a little samba that'll also give you that kind of cool, relaxing feeling that Sam was talking about. So far, both two of our interns are feeling the need for a little zen and a little calm right now, a little escape, it seems like. Totally
yes,
relatable.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Sam, for that.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, now we have intern Sammy.
Okay.
That is Samantha Reed. She's out in California. She was very excited that she was not last this month. So,
way to go, Sammy.
She's very busy.
She is. Yeah.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, Jim and Patrick, and of course my fellow interns. This is intern Sammy, and this May I've picked the song Marta by La Ludwig Band. They're a band from Spain, and the song is in Spanish, so I don't actually know what they're saying. But they have this piano playing with this kind of jazzy section. It kind of reminds me of a saloon a little for some reason. And then you've got this lead singer who's just yelling Marta, which also kind of reminds me of this band, Gogol Bordello, which if you haven't listened to them, they're definitely interesting, so you should check them out. But anyway, altogether, it makes for just a good time, and I couldn't find much information about the Ludwig Band. I couldn't even find lyrics for the song so I could translate them, but I really enjoyed the song, and I hope you do too.
Quan enganxat el segell, la pell se m'ha posat de gallina. Un tros de rampell m'ha glaçat el clatell, tremolant davant l'abisme. S'obre tancat, cor en un puny, que la carta arribi lluny. Amar-te, com ho diu, estimar-te.
That is so cool.
Oh, that was fantastic. I didn't want that one to end at all. That was great.
No. I really loved that. That's just a good, like, fun song. And I really loved the... I couldn't quite tell. Were those backing vocals, or were they like horns, or were they some combination?
Yeah,
or
it kind of felt to me like a combination of the two. At times it sounded like voices, perhaps synthesized, and at times horns. It definitely had a really good Tropicalia punch to it, which I liked. And man, I can sympathize with you, Sammy, being a fan of a lot of African music and a lot of world music. Sometimes you're like, I wonder what they're saying. It seems like it could be really, really important, but it's hard. It's difficult to find out. So that was cool. It was really, really good. It definitely got to explore that more, because that really hit the pleasure center for me.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Ludwig Band, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very cool. All right. And then last up is intern Matt.
Okay.
Matt Windler. And here we go.
Hey folks, Matt here. Hope everybody's surviving all right. For May, I wanted to highlight the new Matt Mays record, Dog City. Matt's a Canadian Maritimer from Nova Scotia, probably best known for his time in Matt Mays and El Torpedo, and his music's usually got an alt-rock country tinge to it. Dog City is a concept album that he's written and recorded over 6 weeks in quarantine, with all the songs having the point of view of a rescue dog. So it's actually some of his most experimental work. He describes the songs as being about pure freedom, love, contentment, companionship, and all the stuff in between. He used it as a way to get away from the news, and he just wanted to share it as soon as he could, so he tossed it up on his Bandcamp when he felt it was ready. Obviously, with his limited resources at home, it's barely mixed, it's not mastered, and he didn't wait to get a label for it. But if anything, I think that roughness plays well with the rescue dog concept. For a song to play, go with the titular Dog City. He plays around with a bunch of vocal effects, and I think it gives you a good feel for the playfulness that he made the record with. When he dropped it, he wrote, "It's a summer record, so please turn it up and smile with your tongues out like a dog. Welcome to Dog City, folks, where everyone gets thrown a bone. Hope you guys get a kick out of it too, and I'll catch you next month."
Dog City, the place I can trust. Dog City, everywhere else is a bust. All of the cities are just fixing to rust. Let me tell you, but this place is a must. I'm gone from sea to sea, and the only place for me is Dog City. Let's take a trip with the intention to move. Send an invitation to start shaking a groove. Come on now, well, you know what to do. Get out of the six and into the sticks, there's nothing to lose. But what can I say when I'm there? I wanna stay in Dog City.
All right, there you go. Loved Dog
it.
City.
Yeah, I want to go there. I want to go right now, pack my bags, and move to Dog City.
You already live in Dog City, don't you?
Yeah, I need more dogs. You know, it's been a super encouraging thing during all this, Jim, pandemic-wise, that all these rescue dogs have been adopted. You know, it's been good that a lot of the shelters got emptied. One very small positive good thing that happened, I think, through all this. So it's always good when a little fuzzy guy gets a home. And I dug that little Mark Bolan / Grateful Dead kind of groove that was going on there. It was cool.
I was going to say, it reminds me a lot of T-Rex. Yeah. The vocals, too.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really got that as it was going along, for sure. So that was cool. I love the idea of, you know, getting something out when it's fresh and feels ready for you. I think you were talking about it the other day that, you know, we're in that world where you can kind of do that thing. And it can be a really good thing when it hits, you know, when it's done the right way and hits the right spot. So kudos to Matt for doing that.
Yeah, thank you very much. All the interns.
Always.
Such great picks.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to hear what you guys come up with.
It's great. And like you have said, you know, multiple times, Jim, we would never probably pick a lot of this stuff. So it's so refreshing to our ears to be able to get this new music. We need it. We do.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. Okay, so a lot of times when you and I do new music picks, mm-hmm. We like to end with a cover song. And I noticed here on this Dog City album by Matt Mays that it looks like it ends with a cover song.
Oh, perfect.
A dog related cover song.
Nice.
Think of what that might be. Don't say anything yet. And we'll play out with that. So,
okay.
Tomorrow we are going to do listener new music picks for May.
Yes.
And we got so many of them. Once again, which is great. I think people have a lot of time on their hands, which is cool.
Yep.
They're listening to a lot of music, consuming a lot of music, searching out things. So we got so many of them that it's going to be split in two again, which means it's going to bleed into the next week. So, you know, that's good for us, right?
Yep.
Unless we have to plan for next week, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Bravo, listeners.
Exactly. That's right. We're getting closer to the goal.
That's right. So if you want to comment on any of these bands or new music overall or, you know, what's been keeping you going, call us 612-440-1984. We're lonely. We'd like to hear you call in. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Also, let's mention that at suburbspod.com, you can find our merchandise. And
that
will keep you happy. It's a little, you know, it's just a little thing that will brighten your day.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, a shirt or a pint glass or that sort of thing.
Totally agree. And anyone out there, just want to remind you, if you would like to send anything to the interns, we can certainly pass that on to them. They're out there doing a great job for us. And unless it's beer, we'll pass that on to them. It won't pass us. But we do have a P.O. box. It's been kind of lonely lately. I'm getting back into the habit of checking it regularly. So if you want to send anything to us or to the interns or anything you think might be interesting, you can send it to 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040.
Very cool. All right, now, as I mentioned, I think I spot a cover song here that we'll play out with. So, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
So messed up, I want you here. In my room, I want you here. Face to face, and I'll lay right down in my favorite place.
Yeah, we're just your party hosts.
That's
we
right.
don't really, you know, you mingle about
That's right.
and we'll just, you know, kind of keep things
going. Invite you in. Yep.
Yep.